It is great to have your company. My name is Andrew Mierke and this is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to the track 586 by New Order from their 1983 album Power, Corruption and Lies. Many will know that New Order rose from the ashes of what was Joy Division post the suicide of vocalist Ian Curtis in May 1980. Remaining Joy Division members Bernard Sumner on guitar, Peter Hook on bass and Stephen Morris on drums formed New Order, and this was made complete by the introduction of Gillian Welch on supporting instruments. This was quite a gutsy move, for Joy Division were well loved both critically and by fans. The first New Order album, Movement, was released in late 1981. It met with muted success and is perhaps viewed more positively in retrospect. There was still a significant Joy Division sound within the album, although all members of the band were starting to work more with electronics. This was important as it paved the way to the success that they were to achieve. There have been movies and a whole series of books that tell the story of Joy Division and New Order and Manchester, so it is not my intention to go into that detail. It was interesting to hear a recent interview with bass player Peter Hook, where he speaks of this period. He makes mention of the track Blue Monday and how they started to record it as a way of replacing the expected encore, the idea being to have a 9-minute track that they could play as they went off stage and they could start drinking. Because of the success of Joy Division, they were able to afford electronic gadgets that were otherwise out of range of other musical acts. Hook specifically refers to the skill that both Sumner and Morris were able to achieve on the instruments, and the resulting song, Blue Monday, proved a major breakthrough. When they listened back to the song, they felt that it deserved some bass and some vocals, and it then went on to become the best-selling 12-inch record of all time. It also gave them, unquestionably, a differentiated Joy Division. In fact, it also ushered in the period where they became the significant influence over the sound of UK dance music for a number of years to come. It was with this background that they came to the recording of their second album, Power, Corruption and Lies. For me, there is something really special about this album, and it has a specific sound which can't be found on any of their other recordings. There is still the Joy Division type sadness in the lyrics, but the freshness of the electronics, with the accompanying embellishments from guitar, bass and drum, there is hope that rises above all else. I remember excitedly buying their follow-up album, 1985's Low Life, and whilst enjoying it, particularly the song Elegia, which some will know from the TV show Stranger Things, it didn't capture me in the same way that Power, Corruption and Lies did. And by the way, for those that do like Elegia, have a search on YouTube and you will find the 17.5-minute version. It is certainly well worth it. In amongst their infamous infighting, financially supporting both their record company Factory and their nightclub The Hacienda, they managed to record 10 albums. They have been loved by many and they still are loved by many. I wasn't sure which song to pick off this album, as I do think that the strength of it is its entirety rather than of one particular track, but in forcing my hand, I have done so. Here is the song 586 from the band New Order from their 1983 album Power, Corruption and Lies. Thank you.